With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So hello everybody and welcome to this month's brand new EvoStick East-West show. That's right, in old money, it's the MPL Division 1 show, but it's no longer called Division 1, so it's now Division East, Division West, and we're calling our show the East-West show. Hope everyone's happy with that. Let us know in the comments section below. In this opening part of the show, we're going to be looking at the FA Cup for qualifying round matches involving our very own Kidsgrove Athletic and Cleethorpes Town. We'll be hearing from Jason Ledden, Cleethorpes Town's chairman, shortly, as well as Ryan Austin, manager at Kidsgrove Athletic. And later in the show, we're also going to be hearing from the management at Atherton Coles, Prescott Cables, Colwyn Bay, Brighouse Town, Pontefract Coles, and Gresley. But kicking things off, let's start with the FA Cup. Some big matches this weekend in the third qualifying round of this season's FA Cup. In a second or two, we're going to be hearing from Kidsgrove Athletics manager Ryan Austin. Kidsgrove Athletic this weekend will be travelling to the west coast of Cumbria to take on MPL side Workington. But before that, it's to Cleethorpes Town. This weekend, they'll be hosting National League North side Guiseley. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with Cleethorpes chairman. Here's Jason Ledden.
Yeah, I mean, the club, everyone at the club's really excited. I mean, the club, obviously, in its what I suppose is a short history of 20 years, they've never got this far in the FA Cup before. And, you know, the excitement we can feel around the local area, within the club, the supporters and their, you know, even the players themselves, even some of the guys that have played at different levels, they're really excited that we've got this fixture Saturday and everybody is really looking forward to it.
And obviously, you're juggling many things at the moment. I mean, we'll get to the FA Trophy in a second as well, if you want. But, you know, when it comes to the league form coming into this, you are bottom of the table at the moment, but you do have a number of games in hand, to say the least. I mean, what have you made of the start?
Yeah, it's been a difficult start, as you say. Our league form not been the best. But then in the cup, you know, as you just said, in the FA Cup we just talked about, in the trophy, we seem to be pulling, you know, what I can only say is these tremendous performances on the pitch. We've got games in hand, like you said. I think if you look at the team moving back to the new Linden this year, so we've had a new ground, we've had the development go on there, so we brought some of the older hands have moved somewhere that's a new place. Then we've had the new signings come in last year. I still feel they're settling into the team. They're settling into the way we play. And, you know, it's just new faces there. So I just think it's one of them things you see a lot of teams. Things take time to settle. And I really believe that's what it is. We're just seeing a settling period with the club.
And obviously as well, I mean, like you say, it's a relatively new club in new surroundings. I mean, how's the development of the club going off the pitch and on it as well?
Yeah, I mean, we took the challenge on last year. We said we're going to be back home for this season, and we are. You know, we're playing at home. We're playing at the New Linden. Last year, it was a lot of hard work by a lot of people being involved, and then we had the thrown on top of that with the bad weather. We were trying to get things done ready for the ground grading. We had a list of things that needed to be done. We had the must haves and we had the nice to have, and we had to sort of get through that as a committee, as a board, and make sure that we could secure the funding and have the time to do it. So what I would say, the first phase, which was to get us back home, we succeeded. We've done that and we're back. And to the delight of myself and the fans and everybody else involved in the club. And what's a little bit easier now is because we're back at home. The second stage, the planning's underway. We're looking at the sponsorship. We're looking at the funding to get this done. And the planning, there's lots of people to work with. You can imagine we've got to work with the local planning. We're talking to the fans. And also balancing the book and also making sure that we make sure there's enough money in the coffers as well. We want to be a team that's challenging this year as well.
And I suppose occasions like this, if we could bring it back to the FA Cup, occasions like this where, you know, you've got a team coming from the National League North who, let's be honest, last season were actually in the National League proper. I mean, it's a big occasion for the club, isn't it?
It's massive. I mean, if you look at the way the tables stack up, I mean, we've got a team coming to visit us at some probably, 50 spaces above us, you know, in the way the stacking is. And so, you know, we're going in this as the underdogs, but then, you know, the writing's on the wall. Cleethorpes Town, we actually relish being the underdogs, and I think this is going to be a big day. I know the guys will go out on the pitch not wanting to let anybody down, particularly the fans that turn in, week out to watch them. So, yeah, exciting day, and we're just looking forward to it. The buzz around the club is absolutely massive at the moment.
And obviously as well, there is that match against Radcliffe in the FA Trophy next week. I mean, what's your message to the supporters in the coming weeks, home and away?
Well, just get behind the guys. Like you said, we've got the game coming up on the 13th against Radcliffe, and that we're not making any game saying it's more important than the next one. We just want to play football. We want to be out there. We want to compete. We want to, and they deserve to see good football, our fans, and that's what we want to give them. So whether it's the FA Cup, whether it's the trophy, whether it's in the league, what we're determined to do is show the fans that Cleethorpes Town, that we're up and coming, and we're out there to compete, and we're serious about what we do.
Ryan, a big thank you for joining us. Very, very big game this weekend, and going into this with on the back of a good win against Colwyn Bay.
Yeah, we're getting back. We're getting into the game full of confidence. Like you say, we've picked up some positive results this lately, and we've picked up some good results on the road. So obviously, we know it's going to be a tough game away at Workington. We're under no illusions about that. But we're obviously going there in a positive mindset.
And it's a long way to travel, to say the least. I mean, what have preparations been like for you as a coaching staff for this game against Workington?
Yeah, I mean, like, it is a long game, and we've actually managed to get them to watch the night. Obviously, we're down playing at Hyde, and we've obviously done our own work a little bit on that. And the club have been absolutely brilliant, to be honest. We're travelling up tomorrow night, so we're going to give ourselves the best preparation we can, with obviously one of the biggest games of the season. So hopefully by travelling up on the Friday night, it eliminates a bit of the tiredness with the lads, and we can go up there, do a bit of preparation work up there, be in a good spirit when we arrive at the game.
I mean, we spoke a couple of weeks ago or so, and you know, we were talking about the mood at the club and that kind of thing, and I can't remember if I spoke to you about prize money, but I've spoke to chairman and managers, and everyone's talking about the prize money. The place must be buzzing, regardless of what happens this weekend. This is what the FA Cup's all about for our level of the game.
Yeah, definitely. Like you're saying, non-league football relies massively on finances, and obviously if you can put together a little bit of an FA Cup run, every little penny helps at our level of football, as you well know. And we've been lucky enough to have a good run. And we know that, obviously, the financial rewards will be good again at the weekend. But I'll obviously try and put that out of the players' mindset. That's something the chairman can worry about after. But we'll be going up there to try and do a professional job and treat it like any other football match, as much as you can do.
And when it comes to personnel for this game, I mean, how's the squad shaping up?
We're still low on numbers a little bit, to be fair. But, like, we've been saying that for 2 or 3 weeks' time now. And I'm not one of these managers who's going to make excuses for it. We've had time to prepare for the game. We might have picked up one more injury the other night at Colwyn Bay. We're waiting to have that assessed. But listen, we'll go with what we've got, and we'll be as strong as we can, and we'll be as positive as we can.
And when you talk about the size of the squad, obviously you're well and truly, I know it's early in the season, but well and truly in the playoff race and promotion hunt in Division West. Got this FA Cup game away at Workington, and then next weekend it's the FA Trophy coming into frame. I mean, how are you juggling it all?
Well, that's it. Like you just said, the games come thick and fast. There's no hiding places, the issue, because obviously we've got the Integro Cup as well, and we've got the County Cup again next week as well. So the games do come thick and fast, and training is becoming hard to obviously arrange at the moment with the time scale and the amount of time the players are spending on the road. I think we're just in the middle of a potential 8 on the trot away from home. I think we've just done 2, so potentially 6 more away from home, obviously, and then even more if we got through in a few of the cups. So the squad's massively important, and we're trying to rotate as much as we can and trying to keep everyone fresh. And I've emphasised that from the start of the season. We're not less than a massive squad, but the 18, 19 players that we have got have all featured right throughout the season so far.
And finally, Ryan, obviously it's a long trip for yourselves up to the west coast of Cumbria on Saturday, but it's also a long trip for supporters. What's your message to the supporters for this weekend's match?
I think just keep supporting us as well as you have done. Obviously, whenever they turn up and make noise behind the goals or at the side, or whatever, it does give the lads a lift. Obviously, we're not blessed with crowds like some of the big clubs all over the place where you get supported by thousands, but every little bit helps, and we do appreciate the fact that the fans are taking time and effort to come in and follow us, and hopefully that's showing the rewards on the pitch.
Ryan Austin there, manager at Kidsgrove Athletic. Kidsgrove Athletic this weekend will be travelling to Workington. And before that, it was Cleethorpes Town's chairman, Jason Ledden, joining us talking about that Cleethorpes Town versus Guiseley match, also in the third qualifying round of this season's FA Cup. Just to let you all know as well, from a Northern Premier League perspective, on the monthly NPL show, we also hear from the chairman at Workington, and we've also got an interview with Neil Young at Marine as well, because Marine are travelling to Brackley this weekend. There's also a full fixture preview on this month's EvoStick Northern Premier League show as well. So look out for that on this channel. But enough about the FA Cup now. It's now time to draw our eyes to the EvoStick Northern Premier League Division West and Division East. Later in the show, we're going to be looking eastwards as we'll be joined by Vil Powell, manager at Brighouse Town. We've got Craig Parry coming on as well from Pontefract Coles, and Gary Norton will be joining us from Gresley. But this next part of the show is going to be centred on Division West. Runcorn Linnets currently out in front, 1 point clear up at the top. However, 1 point behind them with a game in hand is Atherton Coles. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the assistant manager at Atherton Coles. Here's Andy Heald.
Yeah, it's been really good. I think it's been a tough time. Don't get me wrong. I think the Greg getting injured early doors in one of the opening games this season against Colwyn Bears, you know, it's resulted in us have four different goalkeepers already this season. And I think we had an injury list of up to 11 only last week. So to actually come away with the results we have done, certainly two wins against Runcorn Linnets were fantastic. And I just think it was a sign of, you know, the commitment from the lads in training and that real camaraderie that we've managed to establish in the dressing room. But I know Michael's been really busy bringing players in, and, you know, it's paid off for us. And we're just really the total opposite now going into tomorrow's game with sort of depth in the squad. So it's caused me a few headaches with Michael being away. So if some lads will miss out tomorrow, but I suppose that's the part and parcel of it, you know. We've stuck together through a bit of a tough time early doors, and now it's about kicking on and staying up the top end of the table. So, but yeah, it's been a good start. We're really pleased.
You used the phrase there, kicking on, and it feels like I'm doing an interview with Neil Reynolds at Bamber Bridge last season. Obviously, trying to kick on from that Integro League Cup win, and you know, it's great scenes towards the end of the season. And you know, I know that the League Cup gets a bit of cynicism at this time of the season until towards the end, where everyone goes, "Oh, we need to win it." But it does feel like teams that do win it do have a bounce the following season, but the challenge is to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, and that's it. I think, you know, we've got, what was it, 27 games we went unbeaten at the back end of last season. And a lot of that was down to, we've brought a couple of lads in from local universities to help with some stats, and we've done everything we possibly can to make it, to give us the best chance to do anything. And I think that was one of the key things in really understanding, you know, the phases of play that we do, the amount of passes that we do, how productive players have been, and sharing that directly with them. And I think we've carried that directly into this game, so that there's an expectation on any player playing in any position that they're really clear on, you know, how many crosses they'll need to hit, you know, how many short passes we expect of them, you know, how much possession of a ball we'd expect. So they're the sort of things we've put in play. And whoever plays in whatever position, and whoever you're filling in for, or position you're playing, you know exactly what you're doing, and that's worked for us tremendously. And you know, we've got this real hard work ethos within us that, you know, we're never beaten. So it's, yeah, we're really really pleased with, you know, the position we're in, and we want to be honest, like I said, is just keep that form there going and take each game as it comes and not get carried away.
And the next game is against Market Drayton Town. And this goes to show you, I think, where we are with both sides of the Pennines at the moment. Obviously, you were in Division 1 North last season. Market Drayton Town towards the bottom end of Division 1 South. They've obviously joined yourselves and with the likes of Leek Town and Kidsgrove Athletic. And I've had a really good start to the season. So what do you make of Division West?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's different. You know, I think we played the game the other night. It's the first time we've played there at Chase Town, and the midweek it was quite a way to go, and you don't know anything about these teams or, you know, what the grounds are like. And I think it's the same with Market Drayton. We've done as much research as we can. You know, we've had them watched and we've got some feedback. So it's the unknown when you've not come up against them. They've had a good start on the bounce. Now they've won, so it's going to be, I think, up to 12, so it's going to be a tough game. And but we always said that, you know, we went to Chase Town the other night, you know, they've got the second bottom, they're struggling with injuries, they're struggling with getting results, but it was a tough game. You know, I think they hit the bar early doors, and you can't take any game at this level for granted, and the lads fully understand that. They've, you know, anybody on the day has got a chance of getting a result at this level, and everybody, you know, there's always surprises throughout the season. So we've just got to stick at it. I think the way we prepare, it doesn't change. And our game plan doesn't change. And, you know, like I've said to you, we've got one of the hardest jobs is not letting the lads get carried away. You know, one of my pet hates at any level is getting this big time approach to anything. So we won't be taking them lightly tomorrow. And like I said, we've had to do a bit more research than we have on other clubs because we don't know anything about them, didn't know anything about them. But no, it's had a little bit of a twist to it, and we're looking forward to another challenge tomorrow.
And obviously, you've got to keep your eye on the horizon. On Monday, big game for Prescott Cables. Blimey, Charlie. And then following that, on Saturday in the FA Trophy, you've got that nice trip up to the North East, take on Marsh United.
Yeah.
So
how are you
in Cleggy keeping abreast of everything and making sure that you're all well prepared and your squad is rotated nicely? Because it's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's it. Like I said, that tomorrow is the first game that we've got everybody available. We've already picked the sides for tomorrow and Monday. We're going to go really strong on Monday in terms of physicality, just knowing what we know. This is, again, going back to my last point, we know what Prescott are like. I know Brian relatively well through my times at Curzon when he was at Skin. You know, we're going to have to go strong against Prescott. So, and then obviously Marsh is a northeast side. You never go up there and have an easy ride. And I know they're flying as well. So it's like you said, it's just picking the key players for those key games and identifying the strengths. You know, if we want to play the ball around, we want to play that style of football, then we know what types of players to put in. If the game's got to get physical and we've got to pack the midfield out, then again, we've got those players that we can always put in there as well. So, but yeah, can't wait. Looking forward to it. Three big games, that's what we do it for.
Andy Heald there, assistant manager at Atherton Coles. So a great start for Atherton Coles in the league. They're sitting currently in second position. In third position, we've got Radcliffe FC. And then in fourth position, we've got Prescott Cables. Prescott Cables actually sit 3 points off league leaders Runcorn Linnets and have two games in hand. And on Wednesday, I caught up with manager at Prescott Cables. Please welcome back to the show, here's Brian Richardson. So, Brian, a big thank you for joining us. It's been a great start to the season. Well, apart from the opening day, but you must be dead chuffed with the last few results. What have you made of it?
Yeah, we had like you said, the first game at Trafford was poor. I probably don't think we didn't deserve much there. And then following week, we did our usual FA Cup catastrophe when we got beat with Earlham, who obviously are a league below us. And then, like, all committee are looking at you in a funny way because you've not put any money in the pot. And we didn't look too good after them first two, but since then we have picked up. I mean, we have got a good spirit. We have got some good players. We've got some decent players there, and we've got a very good dressing room, and we managed to turn it round. I think we're something like 8 unbeaten now, which is quite good. You know, we can keep that going.
I mean, going into the season, obviously last season just pipped towards the end there, but it was a fantastic season. I mean, how difficult is it to repeat that?
I think last year we might have caught a few teams by surprise. I mean, Prescott hadn't done particularly well for a while, so we'll probably get a little bit more respect this year than we did last year. Having said that, I think it's anybody's league this year. We've no Scarboroughs, we've no South Shields that we had in last year, big money sides, and to a lesser extent, Hyde United. I think there's a little bit more, it's a little more even than it was last year. So I think there's one or maybe 10 teams could win this year.
I mean, when you go through the list of the teams, and we covered it on this show in the past, but this season, you know, the likes of Linnets, the likes of yourselves, and then you've got the teams from Division 1 South who've joined the fun and games like Leek and Kidsgrove. It is a very, very wide open division this year.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we don't know lots about the teams. We've played three of them now. We've played Newcastle, we've played Chasetown, we've played Market Drayton, got Leek this Saturday. So they're not teams we know a lot about, but teams are forever changing anyway. And once you think you've got a handle on one team, it all changes. And that's when you start going backwards yourself in your preparation. But I do feel as though at the moment we're happy. We've got a fairly settled squad and we've got some good players. And, you know, I'm quite surprised with last year. I think our expecting probably top half the table would have been good to get to the playoffs with the quality of the teams that we're in. I thought it was fantastic. I think we've got a belief in this changing room that we can do the same, if not a bit better this year. And I think it's down to us now, you know. But like I said, there are some good sides in there. And, you know, if you ask me to pick who's going to win the league, I would struggle, you know.
I mean, the thing is as well, I mean, it is all about the league this season. And you mentioned the FA Cup as well. And there's been so many teams you've actually come across from teams from the counties level. There was a bit of pressure there all of a sudden with the prize money side of things. I mean, are you just drawing a line under that now and going, the league's the priority for this season? And in which case, where can Prescott end up, do you feel?
We seem to draw a line under FA Cup every year that I've been there, you know. We've got a terrible record in the FA Cup. I mean, there is a fortnight difference between the county starting and us. And I don't think probably the league does us any favours with that, by the way. It doesn't do us any favours with our ability to get really good, strong pre-season matches, because all the teams are way in front of us when it comes to preparation. Your Conference North, your Conference, you know, your counties, better county sides, they're all starting 2 weeks prior to us. So I think the FA Cup, it's fair to say that when we come out, probably some of them teams have had a few more games than us, and I think it makes it a more even playing field. Obviously, we've won in the trophy last night after the replay, and yeah, it's nice to get a cup run. Even, you know, we never prioritise, we just want to win every game. And I would never turn around and say, we're prioritising, we've got to. You know, once you start doing that, your form goes out the window. So we just take every game as it comes and try and win them.
It's interesting what you said there, because I've not considered the start of the season having an impact like that, but it is an interesting side of things. Because, like I said, there was a lot of step four sides who did come unstuck in those qualifying rounds to teams.
Yeah, thank God for once we weren't the only team, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there were a few, definitely, yeah.
Let's talk about this weekend then, and the match against Leek Town. It's a big game, this. I know we're only a few games into the season, but there is a lot of jostling going on up at the top end. What are you expecting from Leek?
We've obviously got a little bit of information on. They have some good players, you know. It's never an easy place to go, because you've got your 2 hours probably on the coach, you don't get a lot of that in the Evo Stick North, because normally the idea was to regionalise it. I mean, when it was with Scammersdale and we were in the Premier League, it was every other week was a 2 hour run, but we don't tend to have as many of them. So I think players don't get used to them as well. And we did okay Saturday at Sheffield, but it was another 2.5 hour coach run. And it's difficult, I think, sometimes to climb off the coach and be on top of your game. So we've got that aspect of it. And we just have to see where we go with it. I mean, we've not done well for injuries this year, in that we've had a lot of injuries. And without trying to blame it too much, I've certainly never had as many sort of niggly injuries as we've had this year in any football club I've ever been in. But we've come through okay. Then we've got calls on Monday night. And to be fair, Cottles are flying. You know, they're doing really well. And that'll be another tough game. So, you know, we've got Leek Saturday, Cottles away Monday. So within three games, we've got a long haul to Leek, who are a good side. And then a shorter one to Cottles on a Monday night. And if we can come through these and do okay, then obviously it'll give us a big push.
Brian Richardson there, manager at Prescott Cables. Prescott Cables sitting in fourth position with games in hand, just 3 points off league leaders Runcorn Linnets. Mosley sit in fifth position, and then in sixth position, we've got the aforementioned Kidsgrove Athletic. Trafford are in seventh, eighth is Leek Town. Colne are in ninth position, and then there's Colwyn Bay. Colwyn Bay have played a few games more than everyone else, but they sit 4 points outside the playoffs. And since we were last on as well, they've also got a new manager. And on Wednesday afternoon, I caught up with the new manager at the North Wales Club. Here's Craig Hogg. So, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. First things first, congratulations on your appointment. How are you settling in?
Well, thank you very much. It's been a bit of a roller coaster, truth be told, and perhaps a baptism of fire to a certain degree. But I feel like I've settled into the role quite well. I've been able to get the message across to the players that I'm working with, and I've got a young group of now men. A lot of our younger players who haven't experienced men's football before have certainly stepped up, and I've seen a different side to them, and the senior players have taken to, you know, the message that I'm trying to get across to them. And I feel it's gone quite well. I feel our performances haven't really been justified to a certain degree with the types of results that we've had. But on the whole, we're really positive. We're chests out, we're chins up, and we're having a right good go at the moment.
I mean, I saw you against Radcliffe I think it was last month now, and you could tell that there was a very young side there, but a very energetic side. And I mean, what's your take on the setup of the squad a few weeks in?
I'm pleased. I think, you know, we've got a lot of desire, a lot of energy, a lot of willingness to do the right things. And one thing I was always brought up on, especially for my family and working with my predecessor at Colwyn Bay, who I worked with for a number of years at two clubs, is that you earn the right to do things in football and in life. And that's certainly something, I think, a philosophy that the players recognise and have a desire to go and do. There's a lot of ability in the team, you know, there's no mistake in that. But I think, you know, when you're working with, again, a group of young men, it's that application, you know, the desire to go out and do it. And that's been a real positive for myself as a new manager, and certainly for our fans and our football club on the whole.
Now, you talked about the baptism of fire. Obviously, we're recording this on Wednesday. Last night was the match against Kidsgrove. I mean, the division itself, it's been quite surprising, actually, about how competitive it's been. I don't know whether that is a surprise or not, actually, after saying out loud. But there is so many competitive sides up at the top end. I mean, where do you see Colwyn Bay fitting into it all?
Well, you know, we show everyone respect in this league, and we're not in a position not to. And there's not a lot of between the teams, I'll be brutally honest. There's a lot of quality at the bottom end of the table compared to the top. For example, we went to Skelmersdale the other week, and we really were backs to the wall. We were down to nine men, and they threw absolutely everything out. It was nice, or a different side to my players. And myself and Neil Coverley, my assistant manager, we learned a heck of a lot about them on that night. We're learning all the time about, you know, some new teams in the league, especially with the reformation of the league. And there's teams that we know a certain degree about, and there's teams that we don't. So I think every Saturday, every manager really is planning and preparing for the opposition, but you don't really know what to expect. And it's, you know, how you set your teams up and how you get your message across, to say that again, to your players is crucial. And there's nothing between teams at this moment in time. We played Kidsgrove last night. Very impressed with Kidsgrove. You know, tactically on the side, it was a good battle, good challenge, because their staff are, you know, very well educated, and, you know, tactically they were trying to overcome the way that we set up. And, you know, you're not just dealing with quality players in the league, you're dealing with quality tacticians and educated coaches and managers on the side. So it's so exciting, and it's so positive, I think, for this level of football in the English system. And it's been, you know, it's been a really, really good challenge for us so far.
And this weekend, you're travelling to Mosley. Mosley in the playoff positions at time of recording. I mean, this goes to show you just where the division is. I mean, what's your prognosis for where Colwyn Bay can fit into this all over the coming weeks and months? I mean, what's your expectations, basically, for what you can achieve?
First and foremost, it's looking at stability. You know, we've had, I've inherited a young squad. I've been part of that selection process in the summer as well. But in terms of where we can finish, I think if we can build momentum, build belief, build confidence and keep that going, we certainly have quality in our team. And, you know, a run of results for any team in this league, we could finish, you know, three or four places higher. We could finish three or four places lower. So the nature of how the league is set up at the moment, it's really, really hard to say where any team can finish at this moment in time. Yes, we've got opinions on certain teams that they should be fighting that out for the title. But I feel that if we can build some momentum, maintain the quality, maintain the standards that we've set already, why not kick on and push hard? Because I've certainly got belief in my players and I think they're now starting to believe in themselves and each other too.
Craig Hogg there, manager at Colwyn Bay, joining us here on the Evo Stick NPL Division East West show. The name will catch on, I'm sure. A big thank you to Craig Hogg for joining us. And speaking of new managers, sitting in 11th position is Ramsbottom United. And next month, we'll be hearing from the brand new manager at Ramme. Chris Wilcox will be joining us here on next month's East West show. But that's it for our look at Division West. Let's look now eastwards to Division East. And out in front at the moment in Division East, with games in hand, is Morpeth Town. They've only played 8 games. Compare that to Mass United, who were 2 points behind them. They played 11 games. But then there's Brighouse Town, sitting in 3rd position. They've had a great start to the season. They're 3 points off Morpeth Town. They have played 2 games more, though. But I think we can all agree it's been a great start for the West Yorkshire club. And on Wednesday afternoon, I caught up with manager at Brighouse Town. Here's Bill Powell.
We've had a good start. Really, really pleased with it. I think what surprised a lot of people is the fact that, you know, we've kind of not made massive changes. And you come into it from last season where you've got a relegation battle, which is what we're really in. And we've kind of sort of, you know, started a lot stronger. And I think we just carried on with that finish to the season last season, really, in terms of our performances, where we've, you know, we took that confidence from last season into this, and it's given us a good footing and a good foundation in the first 10 games.
I mean, it is a brand new division, but it's not too far off what we had last season in Division One North, barring a few notable exceptions. I mean, what was your expectations for what Brighouse could achieve? Because this seems like the season of Brighouse a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, I mean, really for us, it's about doing better than we did last season. I mean, you know, I've come into it. This is my second season into it. First season was more of a transition and finding feet. And this season is building on, and hopefully having a more successful season than last. And that's basically what I'm trying to do. So there's no real sort of expectations in the sense of, you know, putting undue pressure on ourselves to set ourselves up for failure just because I've had a good start. But it's, you know, obviously we want to we did last season and pick it up as many points as possible as quickly as possible and see where we end up.
And what do you make of the competition? Obviously, we might as well discuss those exceptions, the two clubs in the northeast, the likes of Stamford and Lincoln United, plus as well resurgent Gresley and the likes of Ossett United as well. I mean, what do you make of the division this year?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's a lot more competition. I think one thing's for certain that is pretty obvious. There's a lot more money being spent. Teams are really having a right good go in terms of what they're trying to bring in and what they're trying to achieve. So the competition's a lot higher, and there's a lot more teams with more resources to do things. So, you know, even though we've had a good start, I'm under no illusions that, you know, it's a difficult league. And I recall this time last season when we had a sort of similar sort of start, not as obviously good as we did this one, but we went into sort of October and November and we didn't win a game. So it can change very quickly, as is the standard of this league, because I think this is slightly, there is a difference between, you know, the northeast certainly or what I'd call the south and the north and the northwest. There is a difference in terms of the physicality of teams. You know, teams tend to play a little bit more and that kind of thing. And so for me, in terms of and for us, in terms of how we've coped with that and what I were expecting is kind of a little bit, you know, what I expected, because I've played in both sides with when I was a player, and although the teams are getting a lot more younger and quicker nowadays, there's still a similar sort of approach to the games, and you know, it's kind of what I expected in terms of there's a lot more money, there's a lot bit more quality, and it's a lot tougher.
I mean, when you look at the division and you see the likes of Frick Athletic and Mansfield and Stocksbridge Park Steels down in mid-table, and you know you're in for a right season to come, aren't you? I mean, how are you keeping a lid on it all?
Well, that's the thing. You just got to keep your feet on the ground, and the players understand that, you know, all it is a good start, and although it's, you know, like I say, a good foundation to build on, it can all change very quickly, and the league's very tight. You know, there's only a couple of wins that separates, you know, and they've got, you know, these teams with games in hand. So there's only a couple of wins that separates teams right down there and right up there at the same time. So for us, it's we just take, you know, it's that whole cliche that, you know, I don't really like using, but it literally is just one game at a time, and you approach it a game by game. You don't take the wins with too much glory. You don't take the defeats too much to heart, because, like I say, it's up and down, and at the minute we're up, and in terms of results, and in terms of performances, and in terms of form, but we're under no illusions. It can change very quickly, and I'm certain that, you know, your teams like your Frickley and your Stocksbridges, who we played the other night, and those teams that are currently, you know, like you say, sitting in and around mid-table, they'll be up there come the end of the season because they're tried and tested at this level.
And finally, Vil, this weekend, it's a tough game, this one. Stamford away. I mean, you have played a few teams in and around you and come out with some points. What are you expecting from Stamford, and how's the squad shaping up?
Yeah, I mean, we've had, obviously, you know, we do his own work, and I try to do my own work on all the opposition that we play to give us the best chance, because that's what we need. And I'm expecting a really tough game against Stamford. I mean, they're another one that have got a lot of quality in the side and can really hurt you. You know, they've got a front three, front four, really, that's got a lot of pace in it, a lot of good movement. So we're expecting a tricky afternoon. So we've got to be right on it. And if we're right on it, and, you know, everybody does their jobs as they've been doing, and, you know, we can pose a threat ourselves. So really, we're just hoping to do the things that we've been doing and get a bit of luck that you need in football, and hopefully we can get a result. That'll be sort of our approach to the game, because, like I say, Stamford are a strong side, and I'm sure they'll be up and around it, or causing problems for teams up and around it come the end of the season. So, you know, we'll have to be right on it to get something out of the game.
Vil Powell, manager at Brighouse Town, joining us here on the East West Show. Lincoln United join Brighouse Town in the playoff positions, also on 18 points. And Ossett United finish off the playoff places, sitting in fifth on 17 points. Just outside the playoffs, though, 1 point behind Ossett United is Pontefract Coles. New to the division, they've had a great start to the campaign. 16 points from 9 games thus far. And on Wednesday, I caught up with the manager at Pontefract Coles. Please welcome to the show, here's Craig Parry.
Yeah, it's been an interesting start for us. Really, you know, just trying to find our feet at this level. Obviously, with the increase in standards and obviously the ability of teams. But I think we've coped and applied ourselves pretty well to start with. So I think overall we're pretty happy at the minute in time on how we've started and adapted, really.
I mean, going into the season, I mean, what were your expectations? Because this is a bit of a fresh looking division at step four, and it's certainly a bit lively.
Yeah, we didn't think the level would be such a jump, but I think now with so many games in, we realise it is. And I think if you look at the league and some of the teams in there, the amount of money that's been spent, it's really, you know, it's quite a lot of money, and it puts things onto different levels. But yeah, we feel that we've adapted well, and we're on the right track, really.
I mean, what's your take on the difference between Step 4 and the counties level? Is there a big step up, do you feel, or is it all in your
stride?
Yeah,
I do. I completely do, yeah. And I think, again, it's what we've learned. I think every team is more prepared. You look at the backroom staff where people come in and they haven't just got the manager and the assistant. They've all got a manager, assistant, physio, first team scout. Everyone's had us watched. It's completely an eye-opener, really. But, you know, it's what we've got as a club, try and strive for. And, you know, our expectations is just to try and stay in the league and make sure we compete. And I think we're doing that at the minute. I think we are competing. And we're looking at what we need to have as a club to stay at this level, really, and kick on.
And two cracking results. I mean, you talk about competing. I think you're doing more than competing. You know, AFC, yeah, beating AFC Mansfield and drawing against Mass United. They're good results, in all fairness. And, I mean, where do you see Pontefract going from here in this division?
I think we're just going to keep doing it every quarter, really. You know, I've told the lads it's short-term targets. You know, see where we are in the first quarter of the season. Hopefully, you know, internally we want to be in and around, you know, us internally in the change room is in and around the, you know, in the playoffs area. You know, we feel we've got good players there that can compete, but obviously the club's expectations is just to stay in the league and compete. So regarding the results, Mask, you know, for me, good side again, a good eye up there, a good battle, a good blow for blow really game on midweek. You know, against two teams really that just, I think, play very attacking football. So, and then regarding AFC Mansfield, is obviously we've had plenty of battles with them over the last season. In all honesty, I thought the week before against Tancaster, we could have and should have really come away with a point, in my opinion. I'm sure their manager would disagree, but then against AFC Mansfield, I don't think we deserved anything and came away with 3 points. So, it's a difficult league. Anyone can, you know, compete at this level, and you've got to be on top of things. So, I think moving forward, if we're happy with the first quarter, then hopefully we take the next quarter on, and you know, we try and kick on and try and win more than we lose.
And we'll cover off the Loughborough match in a second, but in next Saturday, it's the preliminary round of the FA Trophy, an away trip just across the border to Clitheroe. I mean, what are you expecting from your counterparts in the West Division?
Yeah, Clitheroe, obviously, he's taken over there now, and he's got them going. We've seen, obviously, they've gone on nice, you know, an unbeaten run. So we know we're in for a difficult game. Against really a side that is established at the level. So it's again, it's another test for us. It's another test, it's another challenge, another game to look forward to in a cup game that we want to have a good go, you know, and hopefully try and bring some money in for the club. So it's another game that we'll go and enjoy. I think all the cup games are doing that this year, and it's another test, and hopefully we, you know, we can come out on top.
And Loughborough this weekend, what are you expecting from them?
Another difficult game. Another difficult game. Like I said, I keep repeating myself, but the league is so competitive, and you know, we're going to go there and set up to be on the front foot. And you look at some of recent Loughborough's games, and obviously they're full of goals, so it could be a good one for the fans and the people that are watching. But it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough game. We know that. But, yeah, we're going to go there. We're going to try and outscore teams, try and put pressure on them, and hopefully come away with 3 points.
Craig Parry there from Pontefract Coles speaking to me on Wednesday afternoon. And speaking of good starts to the campaign, let's hear it for Gresley. Gresley last season struggled for a long time, but they, after 11 games, they sit in 7th position, 1 point behind Ossett United in 5th. And on Wednesday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Gresley. Here's Gary Norton.
It's been a little bit up and down, to be honest, even though we've only played 11 games. We've already had the sort of roller coaster highs and lows that you can suffer over a whole season. So, but overall, we're relatively pleased, particularly with the last couple of results that we've had. But that came on the back of a shocker against Carlton last Wednesday night when we lost 5-0. So, but overall, reasonably pleased.
I mean, going into this season, obviously last season it was touch and go for a long time, but Gresley managed to get themselves out of it. I mean, what was your expectation heading into this season for what Gresley could achieve, especially given, you know, the fact you've done this job in the past before and with great success? What were you expecting this season?
It was a difficult one because even though I'd managed the club previously for a decade, the last 6 years I've been on the board of directors, purposely watching from afar because I didn't want to tread on any toes. But to see us struggling at the foot of the league last year for several months of the season was heartbreaking. This is my 20th year with the club and in various guises, and I know from a lot of the supporters found it very difficult last year. So originally I agreed to come back on board as part of the caretaker team for the last three games of last season. And the expectation this year was that we would try and just stabilise things on and off the pitch. I'm on the board still, and the board set the target just to, you know, not get relegated this year. But myself and the management team that we've put together felt as though with the budget limitations that we've got that we could get a side capable of achieving mid-table. So, you know, I've set a little target for ourselves of, you know, 8th to 13th. And I think that would represent a decent step forward from last year. That, we've had a decent start, but when you look at the table, it probably lies a little bit with teams having games in hand. Probably 11th or 12th, 13th will probably be where we would be if teams had, won some of those games in hand.
I think it's an interesting situation you find yourself in, really, isn't it? Because I think the same thing happened at Sheffield FC where a board member steps up. I mean, how difficult is that to wear two different hats, even three different hats as a supporter as well?
Yeah, it is, because I actually live less than half a mile from the ground. In my very last season, back in 2013, my 10th season, I actually moved to the area as well. So I literally live 4 minutes from the ground as well. So. I've got sort of, the club is a big part of my life, a big part of the community I'm in as well. So it means a lot. It is difficult. My day job is very difficult to try and fit everything in, which was one of the main reasons I stepped away in the first place. But with the club in a situation that we were at the end of the last season, we got the sort of season out of the way, and the board asked me if I'd consider stepping in again. Just to help stabilise us. And I must admit, I'm somehow, with the management team, I've got finding a way. Got a very understanding family, some real supportive people around me as well. So we're making it work at the moment, but it is very difficult. But also, I find it interesting having a foot on the board of directors as well, because whereas last time when I was manager, I didn't really appreciate exactly what went off behind the scenes and how much was involved, how much you rely on the volunteers, all connected through the club, how important finances were. So obviously I've got that experience now, having been on the board. So in some ways it helps me out, because I can appreciate things from all angles.
I mean, how different has there been as the game moved on a lot, do you feel, in the time you've been on from a board perspective? I mean, how's recruitment been? Because you're in a very congested area there in the middle of some great cities, and you've got the likes of Micklover and Matlock and Buxton and the like in the area as well. I mean, how's the recruitment side of things? Has it changed much since you were last in charge?
I would say so, because I'm having to build my network again, in terms of, you know, local contacts and players and managers to sort of, you know, get the contacts for the players. But a big thing that we went for this year was that when with our last manager, we had a lot of players. He was based from Leicester, and a lot of the players that played for the club sort of from the Leicester area. And we've got quite a good network of local young players in this area. And again, given the limitations we have financially, the board and the supporters were very keen to try and get some of those lads involved. We've got a very successful reserve team that's won the league for the last couple of seasons. And some of those players were getting opportunities last year, but quite a few of them weren't. So we very much pitched the model on. I think the majority of my players, 95% of my players, are from a 15-mile radius of the club. And a lot of those within the DE11 Swadling Cote postcode, where we're based. So that's basically where our recruitment's come. We've got a couple of guys who travel a little bit further, who were involved with the club last year. But I must admit, you know, 7 weeks into the season, I'm still sort of trying to rebuild the network of players and managers and contacts, so that when we do need to recruit, we can do. But we're trying to keep it as local as we can, and I think that's something that certainly in the short term will serve as well.
And this weekend you've got, speaking of local, you've got to go quite far away, haven't you? Up the road to take on Pickering Town. I mean, what do you make of the division, and what are you expecting from Pickering Town this weekend?
One thing I'm really enjoying is going to a lot of new grounds that I didn't do previously, didn't go to get the opportunity to previously, and Pickering is one of those. It's a long trek. Just looking at the league table now, I see they're the only side that's played as many games as us, 11 games. But we struggle away from home. We've lost 5 games, and 4 of those have been away from home. So I'm expecting it to be a very tough game. There's no easy games at this level of football, as you probably know better than myself. So it's an old cliche that every game's a tough game, I guess. But for us, we need to concentrate on being tighter away from home. I think we've only kept one clean sheet this season as well. So if we went there, got a 0-0 draw, I wouldn't be too despondent, if I'm honest. So, but yeah, looking forward to going to some new grounds. You know, I think in a few weeks' time we go up to Morpeth, who had a flying start. And, you know, that's a big journey for us, and the likes of Marsk up there as well. So yeah, some great opportunity to go to some new grounds.
Gary Norton there, manager at Gresley FC. And that is the end for September's edition of the East West Show. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me, and a special good luck as well to both Cleethorpes Town and, dare I say it, even though they are playing MPL opposition, a big good luck as well to Kidsgrove. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from Division West and Division East by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. And while you're on the internet, don't forget as well that you can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Division West and East side, make sure that you have fun. Bye bye.
With over 500 high performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.